Just like Vanuatu, Husey Ed and Darren are open for business. Answer the call of Vanuatu. Visit vanuatu.travel today.
I said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
People, get ready.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Gather around your radio now for Husey
Ed and Darren. So NRL Grand Final in Brisbane now. Because Dom Perrottet offered, what, $250 million to fix suburban grounds and then has taken the money back because he wants it for what? Hospitals? Schools?
Flood relief?
What?
I know, it's ridiculous.
That's crazy.
No. I know the people are going to be very angry about this.
Exactly. Terrible. Hospitals and schools need to look after themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. They're profit machines.
They have their own way to make money.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Husey, Ed and Erin.
Page 3 of the newspaper, the Daily Tally, is love on the menu for sidelined Panthers star. An NRL superstar, Nathan Cleary, who's been suspended for the rest of the regular season because of a dangerous tackle, has been photographed inside some sort of
Thai restaurant.
A Thai restaurant with a young woman. And they look like they're in love. You can't deny that.
There is actually a distinct look of love between the two of them. It's not like a one-way look. It's a double whammy.
The quote here is he, being Nathan, appeared smitten.
Ooh.
As he enjoyed the company of Miss Foot. Miss Foot. That name rings a bell.
Does it?
Yes, they say that she is a Pilates instructor.
Yeah.
She works at Peaches Pilates.
Hmm.
Erin, where do you do your Pilates?
At Peaches Pilates.
Yes, and who is one of your main instructors?
Miss Foot.
Oh.
Whoa. Do.
Yes, she is one of my Pilates instructors, yes.
And you have actually... I've met her as well.
Yeah, well, we're friends as well, so.
We went for a run. I ran with.
You ran with her.
I ran with her and I tried to outrun her and she's very fit.
Yes. Oh.
She's foot.
She is very fit.
We also did a,
We had like a picnic afterwards.
We had a picnic. Your daughter turned up.
She was there from the start. Thanks for noticing. She's four. She didn't kind of catch a bus and meet us there.
But we've also had a, I remember I had one Pilates session.
Oh, yes. And she was your instructor for that.
And it was really tough because you were like looking at me like I was.
Well, because everyone was doing downward dog with their heads down and yours was,
I was doing all I could and you were making me feel uncomfortable and making other people feel uncomfortable.
I was.
Because I was being very professional.
Absolutely.
We actually had Miss Foot, who we believe now is going out with superstar Nathan Cleary.
She went to dinner with him. I mean, can we really suggest that they're in a committed relationship from one photo?
I think we can and I think we will.
Okay, I'm happy with that.
Well, if maybe you want to hear how she sounds.
Ooh, yeah.
So the girlfriend of NRL Penrith Panthers superstar Nathan Cleary, this is his girlfriend talking to us.
I am going to give my honest opinion. Husey did an amazing job for someone that's never done Pilates before. The only thing I will say is you can ask Erin. I think I told him about 10 times to relax his neck and his head throughout the class. He looked like he was about to lose circulation.
It's stressful. It's a stressful
thing
to do.
No, it's because your head was up trying to look at the rest of the class when you were mentioning
stretching. No, that is not true. I was trying not to look at the rest of the class.
No, you were actually very awkward.
But it's just, they're right there.
In your
shocking.
Face.
But you know what? Can I just give a round of applause to Nathan Cleary because I reckon he's done really well.
He has got incredible taste because she is a top chick in every way.
Absolutely. There you go. He'll enjoy his time off, I reckon.
Oh.
Won't he?
It's not even a punishment, is it?
Work on his circulation.
Just noticed I've got a text message from Scary Spice all the way over there in the UK.
Mm.
I haven't opened it yet. Should I open it and see what she says and see if whether it's a it's I can
Is
read it
a group
out.
Or a personal
Personal,
to you?
Personal. Oh. She doesn't do group messages.
Oh.
No, to the chagrin of the other panellists on The Masked Singer, could not get her involved in group messaging.
Really?
Yeah. So I'd just say I'll pass it on. I'll pass it on.
That's good.
She wouldn't hand out a phone number either.
That's even better.
Oh, serious? So there's other judges on the panel who don't have a number?
I've got a number.
Are there other judges that don't?
Yes. What has she said? Where's the message? It's gone. What happened to it?
What have you deleted?
What happened to a message? There was a message, I tell you.
Okay.
Is it? Where is it?
Okay.
Is it? Oh, no, it was on.
Okay.
Oh, no, it's some sort of, I don't know what that is. What is that? Oh, God, I've got to click on it. Oh, no, it's weird.
It could be a
what is it?
Scam.
She's scamming me.
She wants you.
What is it? I've clicked on it.
It's a link. Maybe it's a link to a story.
What are that? It's a link to, Mel B's linked to me to a health ring. All right. The future of health wrapped around your finger.
Oh, God, she's trying to sell you something.
Marketing. Marketing. Marketing material.
All right, well, maybe I'll purchase one.
Susie, Ed and Erin.
So we've given away three luxury SUVs with $10,000 in each glove box. It's been unbelievable. We gave one away the other day to a woman called Lisa in Hammondville. We went out there and then we discovered her next door neighbour was someone who just lost it that day by missing one question. It was a... was heartbreaking for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
The question that tripped her up was that she went with an author, and this is what she went with.
An author.
Ronald Dahl.
Ronald Dahl?
Never heard of him.
She meant to say Roald Dahl.
Yes, as in Peaches and Matilda.
Yes. It was terrible. We've actually gone out there to try to make it up to her.
I know, I feel bad.
Hey, Laura, how are you going this morning?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're good.
Is that your hubby and Bubba?
Yes. Thank you so much.
Hi, sweetheart. So cute.
Yeah,
mate.
So are you still sort of, you're still sad about missing that car? You would be, I imagine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're just like annoyed with yourself for pronouncing it wrong, but you're just like, just got to get over it. Can't change it, so.
Yeah,
it is.
But we've got a bunch of flowers there for you. Can you accept those flowers that we've got there for you?
Thank you.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, they're beautiful flowers, aren't they?
They're beautiful flowers, aren't they?
Mm.
But Ronald Dahl, you know? Ronald Dahl. If only there was a Ronald Dahl.
Yes, if only there was a Ronald Dahl, and then... Yes.
Well, yeah. Hey, Laura, we had a listener call in and
Louise.
She called in and she said she discovered someone. So
she thought she discovered someone, and so let's have a listen to a clip from the internet from the United States.
So I now turn to a very special experts in emotion interview together with Dr. Ronald Dahl. So welcome, Ron. Thanks for speaking with us today.
Thank you.
That is Ronald E. Dahl, MD, the author of Emotional Learning, The Crucial Role of the Adolescent Brain.
That means, Laura, that there is an author called Ronald Dahl and you have won a brand new luxury SUV and $10,000 cash. You've won it!
Oh, God.
Isn't that incredible?
I have no words.
You've got no words. It is all yours.
Oh, wow. I'm feeling so bad this week. I'm like, let my family down.
Oh, she's crying. You don't have to feel bad. You've done it.
You were telling us how your neighbour who won one, Lisa, how she would have to come pick you up when your car broke down.
Yeah, not anymore. We can have dates in our new car.
Nice.
And your handsome husband who's there beside you, we can see you on the FaceTime call we're doing. How's he feeling?
How do you feel?
I'm speechless. Oh. Thank you guys so much.
No,
thank you.
Thank your beautiful wife, who is an absolute superstar, was so gracious in defeat when we went out the other day and we showed her the car that her next door neighbour had won.
Yep.
But now you've got one too!
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. I'm
don't think it sunk in. Oh my God, thank you to that listener. What a legend. I was even Googling. I was like, I was like, no, don't be bitter. Just let it go.
Well, but that over 50 books this guy's published. So, that is an author for
he's
sure.
My next favorite author.
Congratulations. Well, another winner. We play again at 7.
It could be you. Remember, keep listening and keep having a go because things can work out in your favour. Remember, we've got 6 more brand new luxury Hyundai Tucson SUVs to give away. There's $10,000 in every glove box. They've got to go over the next few weeks. It can be you. Laura, who thought she'd lost because she only got 9 out of 10 because Ronald Dahl, we didn't think was an author, but we found out he was.
Well, we didn't. Louise from Ashfield joins us, who called. Louise, you called the station to say what?
I called the station to say that you guys had made a mistake.
Yeah, so you were listening initially to her lose the Hyundai and the cash, and what did you do?
Well, actually, it was my daughter who was listening to it, and she and I were having a coffee, and she said, "Oh, look, you wouldn't believe what happened." Mm. And I thought, "Oh my goodness, what would that do to a person?" And I said, I'm sure it's Roald Dahl, thinking it's about Roald Dahl. But it's such an unusual name. And I looked it up, and actually his books are mistakenly listed under Ronald Dahl. I mean, Roald Dahl's listed under Ronald Dahl. And then but I just kept on looking and something flashed up in front of me, a book by Ronald, and then I couldn't find it again, and it was a very difficult one to find. So that's why. When I rang up, actually, and the first time I rang was in the afternoon and I got the afternoon show.
Yep.
And I said, look, I've got a screenshot of that book written by
Ronald Dahl.
And when I looked at it, I mistakenly took a screenshot of Roald. He didn't write the Nippons.
No.
So then, it was very, very unusual.
So MC in the afternoon would have thought you're a time waster. He's got a busy, brilliant music shift to get on with. So, but then did you persist and ring back?
Well, then, because I actually found it, I just kept on looking because I was so sure that I saw that initial front page of the book written by
Ronald Dahl.
Dahl.
Yeah.
And then I looked and I looked, and that the second time I looked, I actually found it. That's when it took all that time.
Gosh. But you don't know Laura, you've got no connection to her, so you're just being completely altruistic to help out someone else who you probably will never meet.
No, my daughter was so upset. And
so was my daughter. My daughter doesn't speak to me now after.
And she said your daughter was too.
Yes, she was. My daughter's on camp now, she'll get this information later on.
Like when you have daughters.
Right. Well done. Okay.
Well, thank you so much. We'd love to give you $200 cash and a $50 Kmart voucher as a spotter's fee, if you'll accept it.
A spotter's fee? How good is that?
Hughie, Ed and Erin. Hughie, Ed and Erin.
So on Sunday, I did a gig on a boat in Sydney Harbour, group of guys who work with aluminium. When I got on the boat, they're all going, "Your doppelganger is here." I'm like, what? They said the guy who gets recognized, who gets mistaken for you all the time, is on this boat. And I met the man. His name is Steve.
Hey.
And Steve joins us this morning. Steve, you're still enjoying your conference, are you, buddy?
I am, guys. Good morning. We're having a great time here in Sydney. I am a little bit dusty at the moment, so sorry for that. It was a fairly large night after our awards night, so I'm a bit rough at the minute.
Mate, I heard you got nominated for Manager of the Year or something. Is that right? Or
I got nominated for Area Manager of the Year. Yeah, that is right. Yeah, I didn't quite take home the chocolates, but
well, you got something else in common then, do you?
I never win anything, but you know, it's an honour to be nominated. I often don't get nominated, so you've beaten me there. But
yeah,
Steve,
I feel your pain.
Now you, Steve, is it true? And this is I'm talking on your behalf here. The other guys say that one of your monikers is the Cougar Killer. Is that right, Steve?
Yeah, apparently that is right, Dave. That is right. Yeah, I'm not entirely sure what that's all about, but you know, I'll take it.
It's not like a literal kind of thing, is it?
No,
I just want to check.
Not literal.
No. So when in nightclubs, women come up to you and they think that you're me. Is that right?
It happens quite a bit, actually. Yeah, it does. So, yeah, so thanks, Dave. I've got you to thank for that.
Yeah, but one thing, the most important one was, what, was it 6 years ago in Perth? You're at a nightclub or some sort of bar, and what happened, Steve?
Yeah, correct. So about 6 or 7 years ago, I'm in a pub in Perth, and this girl comes up to me and she said, you look a lot like Dave Hughes. And I said, yeah, I get that a bit. And she said, I've always had a thing for Hughesy.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, well, hang on, I could be on here. And 7 years later, we're still together.
They're still
Beautiful.
So she's now officially the love of your life, Steve.
She is. As long as she doesn't work out that I'm not actually you, I think we'll be together for a long time.
I'm taking credit for that.
Yes.
You should do.
That's just a bit, for me, it's heartwarming to know that since I've been off the market for 20 years, these looks can still work.
Yeah. Yes.
I guess it's also you look at the fact that Steve is renowned for picking up cougars. There's a real specific target market that is attracted to you.
Absolutely. Women who know what they want because they've worked out how life goes. So I'm going to take that every day of the week. Good on you, Steve. When is this your last day in Sydney, buddy?
So we're out of here this afternoon. A bit more conferencing to get through this morning, and then we're on a plane and back home this Arvo.
Has there been a sober moment for anyone on the conference?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, so we just heard from Steve, who's a long-term partner now, approached him because he looks like me, and she said she had a thing for me, and now they're, you know, going to spend the rest of their lives together. On the page 3 of the Daily Tally, we've got Nathan Cleary, superstar NRL Penrith Panthers player with what we think is his new girlfriend. Erin, she is your Pilates instructor.
She is, yes. Oh.
So you're going to take any credit for that relationship? I'm sure that maybe your name has been brought up between Nathan and Tia.
Well, it has been.
It has been.
Boom.
Well, there we go.
Boom.
So you can take credit for that?
No, not. I wouldn't have thought so. I think he just saw that I'd liked one of her Instagram posts.
So maybe they are together because you liked one of her Instagram posts.
Well, no, I think he only saw because they were already following each other.
But, I mean, you were the glue that bound them together.
Because he was undecided prior to that, and then he thought, my God.
Jeez.
She knows the mole. Whoa.
Now, have you got anyone else you want to take credit for in you got them together?
Jared Croker and his girlfriend. They were together from, primary school, about 10 years before I met them both. But the ring, I pushed him into getting a ring.
So the Canberra Raiders captain.
Captain, yeah.
So you basically forced him to marry.
Yeah.
That is
sure he wanted to in some ways.
But you said this, you're not going to do better, mate.
Completely. Yeah.
You know what? All, you know, as, you know, just go back to what Kanye sung about, you know.
What did Kanye sing
about? Oh, my son's favourite song is a Kanye West one that it says, you know, this woman is worth 1,000 other women.
Whoa. I wouldn't be looking to Kanye for happy outcomes in relationships.
My wife was actually listening to that song with my son in the car last night, apparently, and my wife said to my son, yes, that's what your dad did. I'm worth 1,000 others.
Other little bits.
You know what my son said? How do you know?
Yeah, exactly.
How do you
know? She hasn't really played the field, Holly, yet. No,
it's actually a great question.
13, 10, 60, are you a matchmaker? Can you take some credit for a relationship.
Christine, did you want to blow your trumpet or someone else's?
I want to blow my trumpet. I got my brother and my sister-in-law together about 6.5, 7 years ago, and I used to push for them to go out, and I used to take her out every time I knew I was going out with my brother. Now they're happily married with 2 kids.
So she was a friend of yours and you thought she's right for my bro?
Yes, exactly.
And was he like, you're going to stitch me up here, sis, you're always trying to prank
yes.
me?
He used to say you're embarrassing and all that stuff, but now I tell them all the time they've got 2 beautiful children because of me.
Oh, their auntie is just such a special person. Are their kids love you, do they?
Yes, they do.
See, that's what we've got to do here, people. If you find someone and you find someone else, you need to jam them together, you know?
Jam?
Not jam, but, you know, just corral. Just put them in the same area for long enough that they realise that you're right. Well done, Christine.
Susie, Ed and Erin.
Interest rates through the roof again yesterday. Reserve Bank couldn't care less. We need to help people. Cost of living. Is the cost of living freaking you out? What do we do?
13, 10, 60. What's getting more expensive in your life? Is it groceries, insurance, mortgages? What is it? We've got a $50 Kmart voucher for you. 13 10 60, lines are open.
And we are going to give these vouchers away. So if you want a voucher, 13 10 60, right now, lines are open. Get on the line. It will be you, all right? Erin, you're in the confidential. Great photo. And I love the story because you're talking about cost of living.
Yeah.
And so what are you on about?
Well, I'm just making the point that there's a lot of other things at the moment that are taking our politicians' time, and all of them are very worthy causes, but the number one thing that matters to everyday Australians right now is the cost of living. And I'm in a privileged position. I earn above average salary and, you know, I'm luckier than a lot. But I was just looking at my grocery bill, and I've never been overly domestic, so I have the same Woolies order.
Yep.
Every time I order. And
sure.
I do it once a month or so when it's like pasta. Like it's, you know, Eliza, I'm still ordering her baby food. So there's a big pile up.
You're not ordering caviar, are
you? No. It's very basic, but it's the exact same order.
Yeah.
There's and no caviar.
And it's gone from what to what?
So November last year, right? So what's that? 9 months ago, 10 months ago was $356.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the same order last month?
Yes, yep. Husey.
$550, 0.12.
Almost double.
So a 50% increase.
And it's in 8 months.
About 10.
Well, from November to August.
August. August
July.
Is 8 months. Yeah.
Yeah, but it was like, you know, I mean, it was not long.
Oh, yeah, from June.
Yeah.
I mean, regardless, June. It's ridiculous. Mm. A 50% increase on the cost of the same groceries.
Yeah.
It is out of control.
It must be driving people insane.
And then interest rates, the way they went up yesterday, $500 extra a month has been the increase on the average Aussie mortgage since May.
Jeez.
So you're copping a 500 extra hit every month on your mortgage, which most people could not afford just on its own.
Mm.
And then you add to that what people are paying for fuel and groceries. It's just, I don't know how anyone is surviving.
Well, the phones have blown up here. So 6 months between click and collect orders, and how much has your groceries increased, Erin?
By about 50%, so like $320 to $550. So unbelievable.
It is crazy.
Exactly the same order.
Well, Katrina from Penrith, how's it going for you, Katrina?
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, we're good, but we're reeling at this cost of living. Are you reeling?
Oh, absolutely. Everything is so expensive.
What's your situation? You got bubbers?
Yeah, I've got two. I've got one in nappies full-time and one in nappies overnight.
Yeah.
And I've got a third on the way due at the end of the year. They're killing me.
Yeah, the nappies are so expensive because I've got a four-year-old who's still overnight nappies. They are ridiculous.
Yep, absolutely. And they seem to be going up a dollar here and there, like just every few months.
Absolutely. And children will not stop pooing, will they? They just add it. Day after day.
I don't want Eliza to ever look this up, but Katrina, my daughter, I think it was like 3 days ago, because the overnight nappies are even more expensive. She'd still poos in a nappy too because we haven't quite got that far with toilet training. three different nappies. She just did like a couple of pellets in each, and then I'd put a new one on, another one. And I'm like, Eliza, do you realize that every time I just do a big one in one nappy, it's costing a fortune.
She's like my dog Barkley. When I take him for a walk, he needs to do it ten times. Can't we just put this in one, mate?
One big dump.
I'm running out of 15-cent bags from Woolies. Karen from Windsor, cost of living through the roof. We've heard Erin's story. What's yours?
I've got teenagers and they're eating me out of house and home. The price of groceries has gone through the roof. Plus with the petrol, it's just too much. I can't. It's killing us.
Yes. What's the difference, Karen? What do you reckon? I told you my kind of price difference. How much do you reckon your bill's gone up?
Oh, look, it's at least... it's gone from $340 to $620.
It's over double. Do you have a mortgage, Karen, or where are you at in that situation? Oh, so the interest rates as well,
Massive mortgage. It's too much.
It's crazy.
Family of five, and with dogs as well.
Animals are expensive, aren't they? And they can be fussy eaters as well, can't they, Karen?
Oh, do they? What?
Oh, God, they...
I think they eat better than us sometimes.
Of course they do, and we'll all be eating their food, and they'll go, no, you can't have my food because it's my food. You'll buy yourself, you know, home brand dog food while they have the expensive dog food.
Why would you eat dog food?
Well, I'm saying that you know that people end up eating dog food. Haven't you watched A Current Affair?
It's mostly dog food eating. Lisa from Bondi, cost of living.
Hello.
Hi, Lisa.
My electricity bill has gone from about $200 to $620.
Oh, God.
And that's one person. Are you on your own or family?
I live with a chihuahua named Alberto and a bulldog named Shirley, and I don't think that they're turning the air conditioner on.
Alberto and Shirley have got no idea the stress you're under, though, do they? They're living their best life. Yeah,
100% on the leather lounge.
So, Lisa, I got a water bill the other day, and it's just me with a four-year-old, and even then she's at her dad's a fair bit as well, so it's just me a lot of the time. And it was $520 for a water bill.
Why are we paying for water when there's been, every single day over the last...
I'm going to Warragamba Dam and do my washing.
Yes. Catch the water and give it to us for free. Can't you? Who's in charge?
I think Stuart Ayres. He's a Minister for Western Sydney.
Is he?
Yeah.
We'll talk to him.
Okay. Oh, he's got a fair bit else going on right now.
What else?
Barilaro.
Oh, blah, blah, blah. This is what important for people.
No, well, exactly. And that was my point in that all of this about different things. And it's like people really just care about what we're talking about now.
Can you be premier and still do this show? I mean, that's the question we need to ask. Why not?
What, me?
Let's move parliament to here.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I don't want to be premier. I couldn't have anything worse.
You end up with a sweet job in New York, don't you, or something? Is that right?
Nah, well, yeah, that didn't go so well.
Susie, Ed and Erin.
I tell you what you want to get around is the Jess Rowe Big Talk Show, available now on Listener. I recorded an episode with her, which I think is out. So, yeah, that word's about to come out. That is huge. But there's so much interesting stuff on that podcast, Erin.
She does a brilliant job. I did it with her a couple of months ago now. She's done some great episodes with Keith Urban, with her husband, Pete Overton. She's just got a beautiful way about her.
But she's so honest, and that's what I love, one of the things I love about her. And she revealed something on a podcast, which we are going to play right now.
Oh.
It's her husband, the famous newsreader, Pete Overton, going to the letterbox. Let's have a listen.
He went to the mailbox before me one morning. This was at the time when more people would send letters, mind you. And he got to the letterbox before me, and in the letterbox was the receipt from the Botox clinic. And he opened it. And there was no shirking this. It said Botox treatment, and there was the cost. I couldn't possibly say, oh, no, that Botox was for my toes or whatever. No, I had to fess up.
Jess Rowe, welcome to our show.
Oh, thank you, Susie and
Erin and Ed, and thanks for your beautiful words, guys. We had such a great chat, didn't we, Husey?
We did, absolutely. It was so much fun. But Jess, we want to focus on this right now. How long had you been hiding your Botox from your lovely husband?
Well, you see, as often blokes are, he didn't even notice that I'd had it done. The thing that he saw was the bill in the letterbox. So I think I've been having it for maybe 6 months or something, maybe longer. No, couldn't take it, you know, couldn't tell any difference with the expression on my face. I thought I was looking much smoother and less cross, but it was the bill that really did it for me. And but you know what? In the end, I decided, Husey, that it was far better to fess up and be honest. I get so weary of hearing about, you know, people ask, you know, what's the secret to looking this way? And they say, oh, sunblock and green juice. And it's like, no, you get poison in your face. Let's be honest. That's why you look the way you look.
And it's weird though, Jess, because there's like this strange, like negative connotation to it or like shame surrounding it. And it's, I almost don't know anyone in my age group, and I'm 38 now, that doesn't get it. Or well, doesn't exactly get little bits of it. Bits. And look, I guess I know I don't really hang out with people in the TV industry, but most of the people I interact with are in an industry where maybe it's more prevalent. So maybe our listeners are going, oh, that's ridiculous. I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. But I get a tiny little bit just in the corner of my eyes that I've been doing for years now, just like preventative. I remember a doctor once saying, oh, you just get a tiny bit here and it's preventative. I still haven't gone kind of forward or anything yet, but I've got no qualms in doing little things that make me feel a little bit better.
And I think that's the key though, Erin, isn't it? It's about what makes you feel good as opposed to feeling guilty about something. And you're absolutely right when you say there's probably some people listening going, oh God, how vain, how ridiculous. Yes.
But do you get your eyelashes done? Do you go and get your hair coloured? Do you go and get, and that's the thing, you actually can't judge one element of beauty just because you don't invest in that. If you're someone who gets, you know, your lips tinted or your eyebrows, like it's all different things that make you feel good. So you shouldn't judge anyone for whatever they do.
Exactly. Gee, you're a wise woman.
I really
but, you
am.
Know, but on the other side of the coin, my wife says to me, I should get, not that I should, that she should get Botox. And I say to her, you don't need it. So
no one needs
no,
it.
No, exactly. That's the thing. No one does. But also, it's a bit like when guys say, oh, I love you natural without makeup.
Oh, God, but, that's ridiculous.
But they actually mean natural makeup.
It's like when men say, oh, I love women with curves, but I want the curves where your breasts are and where your bum is and everything else to be tight.
Exactly. I mean, as I talk to you, I'm sitting in the car, I'm doing the school drop-off, I'm in pyjamas and dressing gown, very much no makeup look. And when I do this, Petey gets so cross because he's like, you can't leave the house like that. What if something happens? I'm like, well, what is going to happen? And if something happens, people are not going to be caring about the fact that my hair looks like it does and I'm in my dressing gown.
Well, something did happen, Jess, when you were doing a school drop-off. Remember, we spoke to you on this network. Right. What, actually, didn't you burst into flames?
Well, yeah, the car. I mean, actually, luckily, but you see, that was in the afternoon, so I wasn't in my jammies then, so that was all right.
Good on you, Jess. The podcast is fantastic. Get it on the listener app. But we want to talk to women who get Botox. We want to hear your stories. Should my wife get Botox?
I mean, she doesn't need it. No one needs it. But if it's going to make her feel good, then absolutely. Whatever you want to do that makes you feel good. And if you don't need it to feel good, even better, half your luck.
Can we open the lines?
Yeah, lines are open. 13, 10, 60. Do you get a bit of Botox, a bit of filler, a bit of something? The injectables.
I just texted my wife to say, have you ever had secret Botox? And she's texted back, no, I haven't. Everyone can see that by my face.
Oh, that's ridiculous. She looks incredible. In fact, the one thing I complimented her on when I met her was her skin.
Yeah, no doubt. It's crazy. But, I mean, is she the only one not getting Botox? What's going on?
Anna from Redfern, a little bit of Botox.
Every time I get Botox, I get comments saying, oh, you look so refreshed. And that gets me thinking, like, do I look like crap every other day, that means?
How long have you been on the Botox?
Let's say about 10 years now.
Yeah, right. So where do you get it, Anna?
I get really dark circles under my eyes, and it really, you can really tell when I'm tired. But even if I'm not tired, that's what you can see. So every time I get Botox done, everyone says, geez, you look so good, so refreshed. And I went, yeah, bloody Botox in my mind. I'm not going to tell them.
This is a crass question, but what would it cost you a year, do you reckon, the Botox?
We'd be in the thousands because it's really expensive to get the threading under the eyes. It's very delicate, but it does do the job. I'm really happy when I get it done, and it gives me that confidence.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
It's like getting a spray tan or anything.
Yeah,
what is so wrong with it?
There's nothing wrong with it. I'm just when my wife said she should get it, I said you don't need it.
That's the right answer, can I say? That is completely the right answer.
I do mean it.
Here's Suzanne from Macquarie Fields. Botox, Suzanne?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. How much?
I have fillers done in my forehead, my eyes, and I've had threadings put in my cheeks.
Oh, what's a thread? What's the thing in your teeth?
Cheeks. No, in my cheeks.
Oh, your cheeks.
Botox in your teeth would be much. I'd need that, actually. I could get some Botox in my teeth. That would be good to get them to pop.
So that lasts for about 2 years when you get that done.
Yeah, wow. So you're, how old are you and how old do you look?
Okay, well, I'm 53 and people don't believe that I am and they think I'm about 36.
Wow. You know what? We need to be sponsored by a Botox company, honestly. Let's get our sales onto this.
Absolutely. Mate, I pay for mine. I would love. And look, I only pay a tiny amount because the amount I get is so small. Not that it would matter if I got a large amount. I'm sure I will grow to that at some stage. But let's get a sponsorship.
All right. Who are they? Who's your company, Suzanne? Is there a company that you use or...?
Yes, in MacArthur Shopping Centre.
Yeah, what are they called?
Oh,
give me a shout
goodness,
out.
I can't even think what the name it is. Evolutions it is, sorry, I just remembered.
Evolutions, surely you get your next...
In MacArthur Square.
Yeah, you've got to get your next squirt for free, don't you? Surely.
We'll send you the audio.
Hughie, Ed and Erin.
We had Jess Rowe from the Jess Rowe podcast on Listener on a little bit earlier. She told us that her husband, Peter Overton, who is a famous newsreader and a great bloke, discovered her Botox secret when he went to the letterbox and saw a receipt for Botox. He had no idea. Jess loves a Botox. Erin, you've said that you have a little bit of Botox.
A tiny bit, yeah, just in the corners of my eyes, which I've done for a few years now.
At what age did you start?
Well, what am I now? 38. So it was probably 2 or 3 years after I moved to Sydney and I did a story and they said, oh, you should do preventative, which is probably a clever way to get people in. But I pay about $160, so I get a tiny, so it's minuscule, but I will, as I age, I'll do whatever makes me feel good or better.
My wife, who's 41, hasn't had Botox. She's been banging on about it for a few years. I've said there's no need for it. She is starting to think there is. I disagree. But how young can you start? Millie, who is working with us today, you've put your hand up to say that you use Botox?
Yeah, absolutely. I went for the first time 2 weeks ago. I'm 27 and I'm hooked already.
Why did you go, Millie? What was the kind of, I mean, you look 12. Like, what was the...
Well, my sister's in the industry. She's been in it for a little while. And, you know, it's great for preventative, like you said. Yeah. So I thought, why not? I want to give it a go. And in the last 2 weeks, I've had more compliments than I think I've ever had. So
Erin just said you look 12 now. 2 weeks ago, did you look 77 or what? How?
Not quite. So I'd say I still, you know, look young, but
obviously,
you know, I want to prevent that from changing.
Preservation.
So 27, you've just had Botox. What sort of compliment? What are people saying to you at the moment?
That my skin's glowing. I don't know if you can see, but my head's very shiny at the moment. So, I want to keep rolling with it. I love it.
So you're obviously happy to talk about it on radio. When people in the street say that to you, you're like family members, do you just say, yes, it's Botox?
Yep. I'm not afraid to say it. So,
open. Yeah.
So how is your sister in the industry, yeah? Mm-hmm. So is her business booming?
So she actually works for a place in Paddington, the Mance Clinic, which are pretty well known.
The Mance Clinic, is
it? The Mance Clinic.
Oh, I thought it was Mance. Yeah. There's a lot of men are getting it as well, aren't there?
So like that Jono that we had, the personal trainer who does like Rebel Wilson, I saw him do a post with this celebrity Botox
for training,
guy in
not
Double
for
Bay.
Botox, though, yeah.
He does her for training.
Yeah, right,
but he was at the Botox guy's place. oh, I can't remember the name, but anyway, and then he said, oh, he looks after my face, I look after his body, and he trains Dr. Joseph from All Saints Clinic in Double Bay, and he trains, I'm going there for a facial in 2 weeks, he trains the, this bloke, and then the bloke gives him Botox.
Oh, goodness. So like a manly bloke who's like full of, ripped to the...
Going out with that Simone Holzenagel.
Oh, is he? Yeah. Oh, Simone. She's a great person. I love Simone.
She was at that Merivale event we went to.
Yeah, no doubt. So how, as your sister said, how often you will need a Botox, Millie?
I mean, I think it's different for everyone. So I'm going back in 2 weeks for a bit of a checkup review, see if I'm happy with it. And then, I suppose just go from there. So when I feel like I need a little upgrade, I'll just go back.
And I'll just, can I say something really quickly now? Yep. Just because I'm 38 and when I was in my 20s, I was really quite insecure and there were different things. So I think you've got to be careful when you're a bit younger as well to not do too much until you get to a stage where you know you're doing it for the right reasons and it's for you and that kind of thing. Because I know when I was in my 20s, I was very insecure and with my body image and everything else. So you've also got to exercise care and caution, and you sound like you've got your head screwed on. And absolutely. So,
in moderation. Yeah, because, I will say sometimes you see young people and you think they have gone too far and there was no need for it.
It's actually sad. Some people I look and go, oh, that's actually really quite sad. So you've just got to, you've just got to be careful.
Whether it's Botox or alcohol or any, drugs or anything, Some drugs you should stay away from completely, I reckon.
Okay. Botox or ice. Which one? Are they on the same level?
Husey, Ed and Darren are off to relax. You could be relaxing in Vanuatu, the perfect getaway close to home. Just 3 hours from Sydney. Visit vanuatu.travel today.